Apparently, we weren't the only ones who needed a night out, because Pizza Ranch was busy. Although that wasn't unusual for a Thursday night. When we got to the counter, the Pizza Ranch employee looked tired, and her mind was obviously elsewhere. She didn't even look at us as she started grabbing glasses and said, "Buffets?" I nodded and she pointed to my kids. "How old?" 8 and 4, I said. Sometimes they asked me if I would like a favorite pizza, and I guess she was new because she didn't say anything. She wasn't rude, but I felt like we were a burden. We grabbed our glasses and walked past the buffet, which looked pretty picked over. We got our drinks and sat down at a table and walked back up to the buffet. My husband grabbed the last slice of pepperoni and finished off the tray of cheese sticks for the kids as I hit the salad bar. After filling my plate with some lettuce, I noticed the ranch dressing was completely empty. I caught the attention of an employee and asked if there was more.
Not really sure. I'm not in charge of that, he said, and walked away.
I was starting to become frustrated. As we started eating, we noticed a bunch of tables that had stacks of dirty dishes on them. We did notice one employee slowly bussing tables, but she had a blank look on her face and didn't seem to be in any hurry. As we continued to eat, the kids started acting up, whining about not having any cheese pizza. To top it off, my son decided that flicking pudding from his spoon onto his sister is fun. My husband went up to grab some cactus bread for the whole table. Cactus bread makes any situation better. As he came back empty-handed, he sat down frustrated and said, "They're out." We looked at each other and said, "Let's just go." As we drove away, I thought about how disappointing it was to pay for something, expecting a break in my day, only to get a hassle. I could have gotten that at home for free. As I lied down in bed that night, I thought to myself, tomorrow has to be better, right? It certainly can't get much worse.